A 26-year-old man named Ahmed Ali Jafari has become the 14th person to die in Australia's immigration detention system in the last 5 years. He died last night of a heart attack. Refugee advocates say it's unacceptable that Mr. Jafari, a member of Afghanistan's minority Hazara community, spent 3 years in detention after originally fleeing the Taliban when he was 10. Lexi Metherill reports.
Graham Swinser is a former agricultural scientist and development worker who, in his retirement, has become a refugee advocate. He'd been visiting Ahmed Ali Jafari for about a year at the Villawood Detention Centre in Western Sydney. The last time he saw him was yesterday afternoon. At midnight, another detainee called to tell him his friend had died.
I've gathered since that he fell to the ground in pain, but the guards just said, "Oh, you're joking, don't have us on." And we walked away and didn't take any notice of him. And it was too late by the time they got an ambulance and realised it was serious.
He was 26 years old.
26 years old, yes, and 2 months.
Was he fit and healthy?
Oh, yes. He had no evidence of any problems. And, I mean, the health service checked them and checked them and checked them. Almost overkill, if you like. That's not a good word, but yes, he would have been checked thoroughly and would seem to have been in good health. But who knows? I mean, there are other examples. Plenty. I mean, I know of young people who, subject to serious stress, have heart attacks.
Ahmed Ali Jafari was a member of Afghanistan's Hazara minority. According to refugee advocates, his late mother fled the country with him and his siblings after his father was kidnapped, presumed killed, by the Taliban in the late 90s. They, like many other Hazaras, went to Quetta in Pakistan, although it turned out to be dangerous there as well, and Ahmed Ali Jafari reportedly hid himself in the back of a truck to escape and seek asylum in the UK. He was deported from the UK back to Afghanistan in 2009, apparently because his grounds for protection were found to be insufficient. Again, he went to his extended family in Quetta. There, he says he was beaten by the Taliban. Once again, he went on the run, this time to Australia. He arrived on Christmas Island in 2010, and his claim for asylum was rejected. Graham Swinser says at one stage he was released from detention but was detained again after an Immigration Department official made a mistake.
The authorities thought they had found evidence that he was had criminal charges and a four-year prison sentence in the UK, which he is quite clear was absolutely untrue, and he's now got a police report that clears him of that completely.
So where was he up to in his asylum application?
He was at the end of a long journey. He arrived, I think, in early 2010 at Christmas Island, and then at his first interview, as with so many, he was just rejected, and I read the papers, and it's quite distressing to read how unprofessional those decisions were. And then he asked for a review and got caught up in the moratorium on processing in 2010. And then when that moratorium was lifted in September 2010, his process continued. And he was a part of a whole group of Hazaras who were rejected quite differently from what had happened previously. Previously, it was 99% were accepted in the end, but the numbers dropped to about 40%. And he was part of that, what we call the hatchet job, that was done for political reasons very clearly.
Mr. Swinser says the Afghans in Villawood who looked up to Ahmed Ali Jafari are now struck with grief.
He was a leader. He was always alert. He was attending to people's needs. He was making sure that everyone was looked after. And he was just respected by everyone who knew him.
So a great loss, particularly for those other Hazaras in Villawood.
Great loss. And he would have been just a wonderful citizen in Australia, there's no doubt.
That's refugee advocate Graham Swinser speaking with Lexi Metherill.